Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett. Seth, how you doing, man?
Have fun. Didn't that sound cool?
It's exciting. I mean, I have to admit, it was funny because I did some national stuff in the last couple of days, and I did an LA station, and all of them seem to have the same question, and that is, you know, how can they do it? Do you think they go much further with this type of pitching? And I just keep saying, why the hell not? You know, I mean, they had the best record in the National League, and they've been doing this all season long. What makes you think now they would all of a sudden start to really stumble? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And one thing I've noticed a lot, because, you know, that's kind of what I do all the time. And, you know, people don't ask me, about the Brewers all the time. It was always, could that Milwaukee team catch the Cubs?
Mm-hmm.
It was always that. I think now the funny thing, and I think the national media has done this a lot, is they talk about this Brewers team like they never heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I believe that in this clickbait world, you know, they are so centralized, they literally only focus on stuff that will draw the attention. And these networks are fighting for ratings so hard that, you know, when I was at SiriusXM, for example, we would do a segment on the Brewers, we would do a segment on the Rays, we would do a segment on the Dodgers. You know, like, we never did it. And my question that I was always asking is, are you alienating the 29 other markets when you're
right,
doing such a thing? And I think that, you know, we have this play the hits mentality. That's the nature of the media business, because, you know, in the PPM world, I'm going a little too inside, but it's all about clicks, right? And so the Cubs, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers were always the topics. And now suddenly this Brewers team is here, and so many people, not to their blame, but to their detriment, haven't seen this team as much as we have. And, you know, I will be honest. Do I fall into that trap about certain teams? Yes. I slept on the Oakland A's this year. I slept on the Arizona Diamondbacks because I didn't have a lot to do for either city. But because of my relationship with you and with this station and with this city, I have watched probably over 50 Brewers games this
mm-hmm.
year. And so I'm not surprised by the hater. I'm not surprised by, you know, Council's lineups. I'm not surprised that they didn't have a starter. Like, I'm not surprised by those things. And I think it's not that I'm better than anybody. It's just, unless you've watched this team play, you really don't understand it.
I've been saying that for a while now. Now I look at this team of the Dodgers coming in, and there's a lot of similarity there. I mean, the Brewers have been pretty good with runners in scoring position in the postseason, not as good during the regular season. Both team ERAs are pretty good. Both teams' whips are pretty good. Both teams with runners in scoring position have got bullpens that can shut you down. I think the difference might be you lean towards starting pitching when it comes to the Dodgers. You lean towards the bullpen when it comes to the Brewers. But the way the Brewers utilize the bullpen doesn't really make that big a difference. I think these two teams are pretty evenly matched coming into the series.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, they have the Kershaw effect, and you know, Kershaw's not what he was 3 years ago, but you still have to respect that, and the Brewers don't have that. You know, that's not how this team is built. You know, my fear has always been, you know, people talk about overusing the bullpen, but do you see how many days off there is?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
right.
One of my biggest pet peeves of the playoffs. Like, when the Brewers won Sunday, I mean, that's a whole week's worth. And, you know, I have I told you the Arizona Fall League story?
No.
This fight I got into with Charlie Manuel?
No, go ahead.
So I got into a fight with Charlie Manuel because if, for example, let's just play this out. Let's say the Brewers win in five. Let's just hypothetically. The World Series doesn't move up. In 2008, when the Phillies played the Rays, there were literally 8 days between the end of the LCS and the Phillies' first game, and it was cold and it was rainy. And I had said to Charlie Manuel on the air, I said, I have a proposal. Take your team to the Arizona Fall League. Go in sunny, beautiful Arizona for 4 days. Play charity games against Arizona Fall League teams. and everybody plays three innings and everyone pitches and let these guys go through the motions and have actual competition. You could raise a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You keep your team active. Go to the workouts. I say this to anybody in the media in Milwaukee today. Go to the workouts. Find out and tell me, to tweet me, and say that wasn't a colossal waste of time. That is, and granted, it's not apples to apples because in Miller Park he closed the roof. It's not the elements aren't a factor. But I thought, I remember standing there in Citizens Bank Park watching the Phillies freeze their tuchuses off to sit there and do workouts, which are really just overgrown press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
What I have found is that is the excuse that a lot of teams use when bats go cold and when pitchers aren't consistent.
That's exactly what I was saying. I thought the only thing that could slow this team down would be this 4-day layoff of doing nothing. Now, granted, you have Miller Park, but you know, still, you've got, I mean, the Dodgers are 3 days rather than four, but I had said that there was a rhythm to this team coming into the postseason. There was a rhythm into this team after they beat the Rockies. I just don't want to see that rhythm go by the wayside.
Right, and that's the argument, though, for overusing the bullpen, because you say, wait a second, they just had a week. Like, you've got to be able to pitch. If you're pitching in game one, you know, half of the relievers that pitch in game one have to be able to pitch game two. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
if you say, well, that's not, you know, that's not natural. Well, it's not natural, but you had 4 days off. And the flip side to that is then there's another off day between games two and three. And again, they play this out. It's partly because of TV, and it's partly because they assume that the Seattle Mariners are going to play the Tampa Bay Rays every year. And it's going to be the farthest travel you can possibly have.
I look at the rest of this and I think, okay, moving to the American League side, two of the best teams in baseball, not just in the American League, but in baseball.
Winner of that series will be the favorite in the World Series.
Absolutely.
No matter what.
And should be. And should be, by far. I started going through the statistics of Major League Baseball the other day. Boston's in the top five or top three in almost every statistic. It's just amazing how good that team is.
They're very good. They're very good. I think the Astros are better. I think the Astros, pound for pound, are a better team. I think their lineups are a push. Now, again, if you're going to say statistically that the Red Sox have better offensive numbers, I have to say two things. You saw the disparity of the American League, and the Boston Red Sox win total is inflated. If you take 10 wins away from the Boston Red Sox, the analysis is exactly the same. And the Astros did not have what the Red Sox had. The Red Sox owned the Blue Jays and the Orioles. The Astros did not own Seattle and Oakland. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only disparity. I think pound for pound, and the fact that they were there last year and victorious last
year. Right, right, right.
I think the Astros are the best team in the sport. And I've said that since day one. And that's not to denigrate the Red Sox. I just don't the Red Sox have to show me that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And for the Brewers, the fact of the matter is I think they have the best, especially now that the Yankees are eliminated, they have the best bullpen of the four teams remaining. Because that's the one thing I'm suspect for the Astros, but against the Red Sox, that's also a push, especially if Stephen Wright can't go.
Should Yankee fan be hurt that the game the other night, the Boston Red Sox, in which they just drilled them, are stealing bases and swinging at 3-0 counts and such late in that ballgame?
That didn't bother me as much as did you see? And I thought, by the way, and I'll segue this, I think Puig's obnoxious. And I have no problem booing him out of the building,
mm-hmm.
Milwaukee. Please, do me that favor. He's obnoxious before he said they were going to win.
Right.
I don't mind what he said. He's obnoxious anyway. But I thought it was much more obnoxious when the Red Sox played Frank Sinatra's New York, New York during their clubhouse celebration yesterday.
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
That's funny. And if you remember, in the Game 7 in 2004, when the Red Sox, you know, came all the way back, you know, from the 3-0 deficit and the whole thing. Bucky Dent threw out the first pitch, and last night they brought Bucky Dent out to throw the first pitch again. I was thinking to myself, that's a bad omen.
Why are you bringing out Mojo? Yeah.
I understand he hit a big home run, and the best tweet I saw last night, and it was priceless. The only managerial move Aaron Boone could have done was pinch hit himself.
Correct. After that famous shot heard round, around New York, in which he knocked off the Boston Red Sox.
When he became Aaron Bleepin' Boone.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
You know, the funny thing about, you know, the way the series have gone, we haven't seen a classic yet. We've seen some classic games, but we haven't seen a classic series yet. In all four series, it was almost like they didn't get started. The Yankees had, Red Sox had a chance because it was 1-1, but then 16-1 kind of took the wind out of that sails. What I am hoping as a baseball fan is for drama. I want Game 5 and Game 6. I want a phone call from Zenzola. I want him to tell me I need to come on that day because Game 5, the drama surrounding Game 5 is too much to bear. It's either 3-1 or 2-2, and it's always that sense. And Game 6s are always the best game of that series. It's very rare that a 7 eclipses a 6, and you can never predict a 6. I mean, you can never predict a 7 because that assumes you know the result of 6. Someone's up 3-2 going into 6.
Right.
You don't know that that team won't be able to close the door. And that's why when people have asked me predictions, I'll say Milwaukee, but I'm saying Brewers in 6. Because if you go 7 to them, now all of a sudden, literally, 7s are the ultimate pick-up.
We are. I know Houston considers itself a small market, even though they're a very large media city.
Six number markets.
Yeah, they're huge, but that's the mentality they have, and that's what people tend to call them, which I completely find erroneous. However, you're looking at Boston, Houston, and L.A., and then Milwaukee is. And I get this all the time. Is it good for baseball to have Milwaukee in it? And my answer to that is yes, because this is a team that, just like Houston, just like the Cubs, just like others in the past, it had to kind of tear it down to build it back up. Now, when Kansas City won, they won. Everybody celebrated. They had a short period of time, and then they had to tear it back down again and start selling pieces off. But I think this is good for baseball.
I heard a podcast with Brian Anderson, and he was talking about how, you know, it's rarefied air whenever the Brewers make it. And I don't look at it that way. I don't like it's one of the things, you know, you and I I'm telling you, we're doing an hour in the off season and we're going to talk about all the problems that this sport faces. I'm not going to rain on anybody's parade and I don't want to do it now during a pennant race and a playoff race, but I think it is a problem that a sport is contingent on what size market it is in their World Series to determine whether or not there's playoffs.
Right.
The Super Bowl does not have that. And the NBA Finals does not have that. Cleveland, Golden State was not Boston, L.A., or New York, L.A., and yet the NBA doesn't mind. The NBA needs stories, and so does football. And baseball, it's all about market size. So if it's Boston, L.A., is baseball doing well? And if it's Milwaukee, Houston, is baseball doing poorly?
Sure.
I can't use that as the metric because I was taken aback by Manfred in 2016, who did his like State of the League address during the World Series between the Cubs and the Indians. And he, you know, he usually does that during game, I think, 3. And he makes this address and he says, look at the television ratings. This sport is thriving. I said, yeah, you have two teams that are trying to erase long curses. I said, that's not the health of a sport.
Right.
So, I want the Brewers to win because I've been doing this with you all season long. That's my only skin in the game. But the reality of it is I can't tell you that it is healthy for a sport so that the networks and the league is praying for big market teams to make a World Series so they can get some decent number. That's ridiculous.
Yep.
And, you know, as far as ratings are concerned, out in L.A., LeBron James had a press conference that outdrew a Dodger pennant race game 2-1.
Star power obviously has something to do with it as well, and you get the stars in the bigger markets. I get that, but you've got a potential MVP sitting in Christian Yelich right here in Milwaukee, and I just keep wondering how many people are going to tune in to see Christian Yelich actually play.
It's a great story, but if people don't tune in for that, that's not a statement on the Brewers. I think it's a statement on the sport.
That'd be a great
The fact of the matter is that tell people outside, you know, I make that joke about Mike Trout all the time. Remember I said, come out of a soundbite with, you know, come out of a break with a random soundbite from Mike Trout and give a T-shirt to the first person that can recognize his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Do that in any other city for Christian Yelich.
Always good, my friend. We appreciate it. Looking forward to the weekend. Should be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Enjoy it, Milwaukee. Be safe. Have a great time. And just know I will be live tweeting the games.
There you go. We'll follow Seth Everett at Seth Everett. Good stuff as always, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.